Blog Talk Radio.
Mr. Pop.
The views and opinions of this show do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of this network and its affiliates.
Who's got it better than us?
To the field from the tailgate party. SFC, yeah, we still G's, but we crushing and hitting every damn thing. If it ain't real, it ain't right. If you can't take a hit, take a hike. The legendary Super Bowl champ said it right. A classic connection, Montana to Rice. Field motor section, mission to Diamond Heights. Bayview District, Sunday and Monday nights. That's ball. If the Niners on y'all, that's the right call.
I got one question. Tell them, Harbaugh.
Who's got it better than us?
Hardest team in the NFC.
Niners.
Yeah, I see all the haters. I'm Bailey, known for kicking it off like Akers. Follow while I ball like Smith. Justin, Alex, to Alden, take your pick. 49, go time. With a forever faithful Frank Gore grind. They gon' hit from start to finish. Ain't talking beats and lyrics, I'm talking Bowman and Willis. We ready right now to sit. When Ted starts sprinting, it really is no contention.
Yeah.
San Francisco's on, homegrown, pay reppin' so we can get it on.
Get it on.
We in need of another ring, no resting. Harbaugh, you got a question?
Who's got it better than us?
What is going on? Good morning, your morning cup of sports right here on RadioAFS.com, BlogTalk.com, Fatboy Media, DRCP Army. You're absolutely right. You just heard it. Who's got it better than us? Nobody. Talking about that Niner Empire, which just happens to be two of the members of that right here on your show. What is going on, Farmer?
Man, I'm doing all right, but what kind of butched up freaking intro?
Man, that was me. I was kind of like really into the music, and then I just kind of like lost it. I was like, I was still singing in my head. Yep, I was still singing in my head.
That are parted. There's two people
you
that
like
are part of the show that are part of the episode. Get the dick out of your mouth and say it, boy.
Yeah, you like that? My bad. I apologize. Anyway, no, I don't.
Whoa.
No. Anyways, how you doing, buddy? How was your night?
Man, if I sound far away, I'm sorry. Not quite in studio. Insomnia is a bitch. That way, insomnia can go take a flying leap off of a short motherfucking pier.
All right.
Pardon my French to the people that are in their cubicles rocking us on in your earbuds, because you never know what's going to be said on this show. So again, I apologize. I'll try to get her PC again. Little PG action for you. But yeah, insomnia, man, I have not had insomnia so bad up until these past couple months. it's been crazy, bro. It's been crazy.
Yeah. I had an interesting night, my light, but I can't really say insomnia. I just have issues sleeping. Like, I don't sleep. Like, my body won't let me sleep. And I'm not ever really that tired. Like, 3-4 hours and I'm good to go, if I'm lucky. But it's not like wanting to sleep and can't sleep. It's like, I just don't. You know what I mean?
Right.
But yeah, I don't know. Last night I broke some stuff, though, at work, man. Check this out. I was driving the forklift, and the wheel fell off.
What?
The wheel fell off. Swear.
The wheels on the butt. No. Damn it, I can't even sing today. The wheels on the forklift go round and round. Round and round, wheels on the forklift go round and round until Brian's driving you and they go off. Kaboom.
That's
that was,
right.
That's a lot, sorry.
Yeah, I was driving, I stopped and it felt like we were having an issue with it, but I was in a hurry so I didn't think to stop or anything like that. And I was at a complete stop, started backing up, I got about 3 feet. And then all of a sudden I heard a massive clunk and I stopped and I got off and I looked and the wheel fell off the rim. So, yeah. I'm like, well, that could have been a lot worse if I was turning.
Well, you know, you are kind of a half full glass kind of fella, aren't you?
Well, I kind of, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's okay, though, B. That's all right, man.
I know it's okay.
I won't hold it against you.
Good. Good. So, real quick, Usain Bolt.
Bill.
All right. Yes, tomorrow. Wait, no, there is no tomorrow. Monday. But anyways, the other day we were talking about Usain Bolt and how he was injured in the final run of his career.
Right.
Well, a lot of people were trying to say that he faked an injury. Why? I don't understand. I think they were saying that because the team had gotten behind, so he had a lot of ground to cover up, you know, to cover. But he actually released his medical report. He suffered a torn hamstring. Apparently, he's like, last race of my life. I don't need to stretch.
You dumbass.
That's so funny. But anyways, why can I not stop watching the video of this dude getting busted in the nuts? Are you there?
That right there. My insomnia. That right there just kept me awake. It gave me motivated. And I was like, hey, I like this, you know? I'm gonna watch this. And then I couldn't fall back. Then I couldn't fall asleep. Then I'm like, oh, I hate you. You know, I was like, being a sandwich maker. Oh, I love you. I love you. I'm making you sandwiches. And then you're like, 4 a.m., I hate you, you know, kind of thing.
you are freaking weird today, man.
Well, you know, when lack of sleep comes into farmer land, you just never know what I'm going to say, right? Because there's studies there, man. There's studies.
That's damn truth.
I got hair in my mouth. There's studies out there that say for a person that doesn't get the correct amount of sleep, he's still drunk. So I feel punch drunk today, B. So, yeah.
I was going to say, you definitely sound punch drunk. Yeah, you're definitely some punch drunk kind of nonsense today.
Well,
you're all over the place.
I am. I'm sorry. I don't mean to be. You know, when you fall asleep, finally, and then your phone wakes you up, and it's some dude on the other end, you're like, yeah, give me a minute.
All right, fucking there.
You know?
I don't even think you did that. No, you didn't even do that. You just hung up on me. You just you just like ignored the call. You're like, okay. I was like, okay,
right.
Well, he's awake at least.
Right. And then, you know, I'm like, well, yeah, I'm here, you know? But, so, yeah. I don't know. I'm just rambling now, B.
I know it. But I am excited. I got to play this. I got to do it. All right. So, day before yesterday, I had played Harry Carey's comical version of the first baseball game ever ran down by Stories of the Bible, which I think is pretty hilarious, actually. Not knocking on your religion, but if you feel butthurt in any way and feel like calling in and talking about it, feel free to do so. That number is 646-668-8467. Now, today, I don't know why I'm on baseball kick lately, man. I don't know. Maybe it's because I'm not one of the guys that got busted in the nuts with a ball from a pitcher, by a pitcher, of all people, but accidentally. Now, had it been intentional, I'd be like, man, he's pretty good. He's got some aim. But no, it was accidental. So, yeah, I think he did it on purpose and he just covered it. Maybe he didn't like the guy's mustache or whatever. Did he? I don't know if he had a mustache, but either way, maybe he didn't like his name or something. I don't know. But, so I've been on a baseball kick. Now, we played the Harry Carey baseball game. I am going to play something that I love oh so much. It is one of my all-time favorite and greatest comedic duo of all time.
Wait a minute.
Yes.
You got sound footage of you and I talking again? Man,
nah.
You're such a sweetheart.
Now, this is by far, hands down, the seriously greatest comedic duo of all time. And if you seriously have to ask yourself that question, I'm going to go ahead and give you the answer, but you should probably just go find the closest tree or a brick wall and just smack your face into it repetitively. Because if you don't know who Abbott and Costello are, then there's something seriously wrong with you. But anyways.
You know, B, the only two comedics that I know is called Farmer and B. Evans. Those are the only two. Those are the only people that I need to know. But all right, play the sound clip so I can become unpunch drunk again.
Yes, because I love this. So here it is, Abbott and Costello's Who's On First.
How do you like my wall club, Lou? Hey, all those people going to be at the game today?
Certainly.
Oh, this is going to be a whopper of a game.
Well, it should be.
Hey, Abbott, I understand they made you the manager of this here baseball team.
Why not?
So you're the manager?
I'm the manager.
Well, you know, I'd like to know some of the guys' names on the team, so when I meet them on the street or in the ballpark, I'll be able to say hello to those people.
Why, sure, I'll introduce you to the boys. They give them funny names, though, Lou.
Oh, I know they get those ball players off for funny names.
Let's see, on the team we have who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
You the manager?
Yes.
You know the guy's name?
I should.
Well, tell me the guy's name.
I say who's on first, what's on second, I don't know who's on third.
You the manager?
And then yes.
You know the guy's name?
I'm telling you that name.
Well, who's on first?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who?
The guy playing first base.
Who?
The guy on first.
Who is on first?
What are you asking me for? I'm asking you.
I'm not asking you. I'm telling you.
You ain't telling me nothing. I'm asking you who's on first.
That's it.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first base.
That's his name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
That's the man's name.
That's whose name?
Yes.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who is on first?
What are you asking me for? I'm asking you who's on first.
That's it.
Well, go ahead and tell me.
Who?
The guy on first.
That's it.
What's the guy's name on first?
No, what's on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
That's what I'm asking you.
No,
who's on first?
Don't change the
place. I'm not changing nobody. I ask you a simple question. What's the guy's name on first base?
What's the guy's name on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who is on first?
I don't know.
He's on third. Now, we're not talking about him.
Look, you got a first baseman?
Yes.
Then tell me the fellow's name playing first.
Who?
The guy playing first.
That's his name.
Wait, what's the guy's name on first base?
Why, there's the guy's name on second base.
Who's playing second?
Who's playing first?
I don't know.
He's on third base. What's the matter with you, can't you?
Look, when you pay off the first baseman every month, who do you pay the money to?
Every dollar.
Yeah. Look, you got to pay the money to somebody on first base,
yeah.
Are you? Does she give you a receipt?
Sure.
How does he sign a receipt?
Who?
The guy that you give the money to.
Who?
The guy you give the money to.
That's how he signs.
That's how who signs?
Yes.
Well, go ahead, tell me.
That's it.
That's who?
Yes.
When you give the guy the money, don't he have to sign a receipt?
He does.
Well, how does he sign his name?
Who?
The guy you give the money. You dope.
I'll tell you this.
You just don't give money to somebody without him giving you a receipt.
So who signs it?
What do you have?
I'm telling you.
Well, go ahead, tell me. What's the guy's name that signs the receipt on first
base? Wait a minute. What signs his own receipt?
Who signs his own receipt?
No, who signs his?
Well, I'm asking you, when the guy on first base gives you a piece of paper,
yes, now,
he puts his name on it.
So who puts his name on it? What?
How does the fellow's name on first base look to you when he signs his name?
Who?
To you.
That's how it looks.
How does it look to you?
Who?
To you.
Who?
To you.
Who?
Look, when the guy signs his name, how does it look to you?
Look, that's how it looks.
Who? I'm asking you, what's the guy's name on first base to give the money to?
Who? After all, a man's entitled to it.
Who is?
Yes. Sometimes his wife comes down and collects it.
Whose wife?
Yeah, sure.
All I'm trying to find out is what's the guy's name on first base?
Well, he's on second base.
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know.
He's
third base. I know that. You got an outfield?
Sure.
Tell the fielder's name.
Why?
I just thought I'd ask you.
Well, I just thought I'd tell you.
Tell the fielder's name.
Why?
Because.
Center field. I know these players as well.
All I'm trying to find out is what's the guy's left name in left field.
Now, what is on second?
I'm not asking you who's on second.
Who's on first?
I don't know. Third base. You got a pitcher on the team?
Wouldn't this be a fine team without a pitcher?
The pitcher's name?
Tomorrow.
You don't want to tell me the date?
I'm telling you, Lou.
Then go ahead.
Tomorrow.
What time?
What time what?
What time tomorrow you going to tell me who's pitching?
Now, listen. Who is
me? I'll break your arm, you say who's on first. I want to know what's the pitcher's name.
What's on second?
I don't know. Third base. You got a catcher?
Sure.
The catcher's name?
Today.
Today. You don't want to tell me today, tomorrow, do you?
I'm telling you.
So the catcher's name?
Today.
Today, and tomorrow's pitching.
Now you've got it.
Now I got it.
Now I got it.
Well, we got it a couple of days on
well,
the team.
Well, I can't help that.
All right. You know, now I'm a good catcher. Now I get behind a plate, and tomorrow's pitching on my team, and a heavy hitter gets up.
Yes.
Now, when he gets up, me being a good catcher, I'm going to throw the guy out at first base. So the guy fronts the ball. I pick up the ball. I'm going to throw the guy out at first base. So I pick up the ball and throw it to who?
Now, that's the first thing you've said right.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
That's all you have.
All I do is throw the ball to first base. Now, who's got it?
Naturally. Now, you got it.
If I throw the ball to first base, somebody's got to get the ball. Now, who's got it?
Naturally.
Who?
Naturally.
Naturally?
Naturally.
So I pick up the ball and I throw it to Naturally.
He gets the ball. You throw the ball to first base.
Then who gets it?
Naturally.
So I pick up the ball and I throw it to Naturally.
Naturally
gets the ball and...
You throw the ball to who?
Naturally.
That's
what I'm saying.
You're not saying it that way.
I said I throw the ball to Naturally.
No, you don't.
I throw it to who?
Naturally.
That's what I'm saying. I throw the ball to first base. Somebody's got to get it.
So who gets it?
Naturally. Okay. Now I ask you, who gets it?
Naturally.
Same as you.
No, it's not.
I throw the ball to Naturally.
You throw the ball to who?
Then who gets it?
Naturally.
He better get it. So I throw the ball to first base. Whoever it is drops the ball and the guy runs to second. Now, who picks up the ball and throws it to what?
Yes.
What throws it to, I don't know. I don't know, throws it back to tomorrow. Triple play.
Could be.
And now that guy gets up and hits a long fly ball to be caught.
Yes.
Why? I don't know. He's on third and I don't give a darn.
What'd you say?
I said I don't give a darn.
Oh, that's our shortstop.
I love
I love that one. And excuse me. And I don't know how long ago it was, but who was on first?
Yeah, I know. Isn't that funny? That was so freaking hilarious. I remember the first, excuse me, the first time I seen that, actually, my best friend Dan had sent me the picture, and I was just like, no way. Like, I was like, that's Photoshopped. And I had to Google and did my research. And, yeah, there really was a guy with the last name Who, and he does play baseball. And they did take a picture of him on first base. And I was just like, that is so freaking awesome.
No, that, you know, that video was the was what I was thinking when I was hearing that, the awesome comedic of who's on first, what's on second, you know. It's cool. I'm digging it. I may not sound happy. I may not sound energized, but I am.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're just like...
Happy Friday, B.
Be like, hey, Farmer, you know that Powerball's up to 620 million, and I just hit, and I'd like to split half of it with you. Oh. Well, all right. Thanks, man. That's really cool. You know, I appreciate that.
Yeah, that's mighty... That's mighty all colors of you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Inside, I'm jumping up and down and, you know, for joy. And
right.
I've already quit my
right.
job, but, you know,
wow,
thank you.
Look at you.
I hope you can hear the enthusiasm. I hope you can hear the enthusiasm in my voice.
I can. So, if I remember right, we were going to call the Atlanta Cowboys Stadium, or the Atlanta Cowboys. Holy hell, Farmer. The Atlanta Falcons Stadium in regards to their Chick.
Yes.
Oh, my God, Brian.
Yes. You'll get it. Now, before Ooh. Before I make this call, I had something brought to my attention that would make sense, but I don't like. I mean, the wording even, okay, I can understand how it can mess with their cells and stuff as well if it had been worded differently and why it was worded this way. But it was brought to my attention, and it makes sense. It is possible. Uh-oh. It is possible that they will be selling Chick-fil-A food to a vendor. You know, a vendor will be selling, like the stadium vendor will be selling the food from Chick-fil-A. But the actual Chick-fil-A restaurant, like, they will not have Chick-fil-A employees running the place. It'll be ran by the stadium's employees and the stadium vendors.
I'm
not Chick-fil-A.
Really confused now, B.
Well, that's what happens when you have a major lack of sleep.
Right. So...
Outside parties, buddy. Outside parties. That way Chick-fil-A can still keep... Cause, and, you know, the message that I had received about this, you know, they did say, you know, they love the fact that they stick to their values. And I respect that. I do. Anybody who actually
right.
stands for something that they actually truly believe in or feel is right and or whatever, without causing a bunch of controversy... I tip my hat to you. You are they've been doing this for years. I mean, this isn't something that they're doing for applause or any kind of publicity.
Right.
This is something that they truly, honestly believe in. Their heart of hearts is what they need to do.
So
and they've done
are
it.
We not,
so
are we not calling the Atlanta
yes,
Falcons office
no.
anymore?
Oh, no, we're calling. I
oh,
just
okay.
wanted to put that right. out there that it made a good point. So, you know, if, you know, they don't want to divulge any information, or if they do, we could be like, hey, so is this a possibility?
Gotcha.
So give me just a moment here. I am working on dialing this number right now.
Dial, let your fingers do the walking. Oh my God. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, why B? Oh, my Lord, I can't talk today. This is going to be a long day. Yeah, it's been happy Friday, everyone. Hopefully you have an amazing day. And hopefully you didn't have insomnia, because I did. And it's a B right now. And it's, yeah, like B. Well, how are you doing, B? This is live
radio. Oh, we're
doing
great. We are doing great, and I was just going to go ahead and say I am dialing the number now, and as a wake-up call, I'm going to let you take point on this one, buddy.
Oh. Live radio.
Calling Atlanta Falcons. Our normal business hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. Please feel free to leave a message and it will be sent to the appropriate department during normal business hours. Again, thank you for calling the Atlanta Falcons.
Wait. Come on.
What?
They should be open.
They were open. They are open. I bet somebody's just on the phone or something. It's 10:30 in the morning there. I know they're there. I know for a fact they're there because I called this first thing this morning to make sure they were there and they would answer their phone. They did. I said, wrong number, and hung up.
Right. Wrong number. 27 to 3. Bye.
Hey, I love the receipt. We'll have it. We will try back here in a few moments. But
right.
I love the receipt.
See, this is what you don't get on the Bob and Tom Show. This is what you don't get on any other your mainstream morning shows. They always got to edit that in. They call like a couple, you know, like a day early, and then they seg it in and press the play button and then go, shh, act like we're going to do this live. We're here on your morning cup of sports on RadioAFS.com, BlogTalk.com, Fatboy Media, DRCP Army. We do everything live and unfiltered and with Farmer with just about an hour of sleep.
Oh, hey, since they didn't answer yet, you know who we should call?
Who?
Just to see if he answers.
Who?
Mr. Anthony Passo.
Ooh, he won't answer.
You don't think he'd answer?
No.
I don't know.
I don't think so.
That would be really fun, though. He'd actually answer. I'm like, oh. So you'll answer me from this number, so maybe I should call more often.
A random phone number. All right, call him. You'll go point on this one.
Oh, okay. All right. So now I wasn't even going to call him. I was going to leave it alone. They're like, all right, call him. Okay.
All right, call him. Frank Collin on your morning cup of sports.
Excuse me, sir. We're looking for Seymour Butts.
I dare you. I dare you! The stuff I allow when I'm sleep intoxicated. All right, let's go.
All right, here we go.
The wheels on the bus go flat, flat, flat. Wheels on the bus go flat, flat, flat. All day long. Oh, he's ringing. All right, your point.
You have reached Anthony. I am unable to make it to the phone. Please leave a detailed message, and I will get back to you as soon as possible.
I'm leaving
Thank
a message.
You.
All right. Oh, yeah.
What is going on, Anthony Passo? This is Farmer
Passo!
And B. Evans from your Morning Cup of Sports.
Morning Cup
wondering
of Sports.
Why you have not called into the show yet. We need to hear from the Passo Garage. Farmer wants to talk about Kaepernick, and we need to talk about Chick-fil-A. So,
right,
give us a call Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific.
Give him the number,
right.
B. Hold on. 646-668-8467. And see, did you notice that when the phone number called, he like went on the end button and kicked us into voicemail?
I know. You know why? He knows this damn number. He's probably got it saved in his phone.
Uh-huh. He's like, these two chuckleheads are up to fun and games today.
this is funny.
Or Mr. Anthony Passo remembers back in the Passo garage, Farmer prank calling people. So this might be in his noggin right now saying, uh-oh. What is Farmer got B. Evans up to today?
Exactly. So, I'm still kind of confused here and trying to figure out why it is that we, you know, they didn't answer their phone. Ooh, also, I wanted to throw this out there, something I thought might be interesting. For those of you who are listening, if you guys have anyone special in your life that you love with all your heart, and you would love to prank call them, feel free to shoot us a message.
No. No.
That was a joke.
No.
Here, let me finish.
Give us a call at 646-668-8467, and we'll get their number there, and we'll call them, and we'll talk to them for you. 646-668-8467, and the prank line is, again, 646-668-8467. Give us that phone number, and we will call them online, on the air, just to say hi and how are you doing from a mysterious person. There you go, B.
I wasn't even going to go that route, but okay.
Well,
so,
there you go.
So I'm thinking that we
need a debt collector, an ex-wife, an ex-girlfriend, a current girlfriend, current wife. Give us a call, 646-668-8467, and your morning cup of sports will either be the cream or the sugar in their morning.
I think we could mix and match here and give them the new – have you seen that new Reese's Cup coffee creamer they've got out?
No.
I've seen that the other day, and that looks interesting. I'm like, I got to try that. But we could be the cream and the sugar. And if you've got them pesky bill collectors that won't stop calling you, but they give you a number to call back and settle with them at a low payment of whatever amount, feel free to let us know, and we'll make sure that we call them for you to let them know that you have unfortunately passed on so they can take you off their call list.
Sorry,
dude.
Please.
I've done that before. I've done that before. But anyways, all honesty, I'm thinking we need to call the Atlanta Falcons Stadium back here soon. So you want to do that now, or you want to wait a few more minutes?
Let's wait a few more minutes. So I again was trying to watch surfing again yesterday.
Oh my God, I tried, dude. I actually stepped outside from the shop because I went in early yesterday, and I stepped outside and I got this notification saying that you were watching surfing, and I tried. I did. But every time I watch it, it makes me want to just throw my phone. Like, it makes me so angry. I'm ready to see something cool, man. Like, I want to see a shark come up and bite them, or, you know, not really bite them, but, like, get the board. You know, at least bite the board, you know, and scare the hell out of them or something. That'd be funny, you know, but I don't want to wish any kind of pain on any kind of pain or hurt on anybody. But, you know, seeing a shark in the background, see everybody panic for the shore, or, you know, I want to see a massive wave come in, they catch that, and they're surfing on it. I want to see some cool stuff. And all I ever see is these people sitting on their damn surfboards watching the water flow, you know, just watching them float up and down on the water.
Yeah, you know, and again, I got hoodwinked. I love getting hoodwinked. Because in the preview of it, I'm like, hey, you know, I'm watching. I'm like, oh, my God, there's actually waves today. And no, I'm like, quit hoodwinking me. And that was another thing that I watched at 3:30 in the morning. Was that surfing all over again. I'm like, oh, my God, just put me to sleep. And it didn't. So then, what did Farmer do? He went to go watch bears. You know, fish. I'm like, something's got to put me to sleep. You know, I even listened to Two Guys in a Balcony.
You just went pitcher, cameraman. Right there. Keep shots of the nuts. Man.
No, I told you it didn't put me to sleep. It actually kept me awake. So if you want to listen on Sundays.
No, but no. What I'm getting at is the fact that you only listen to the show when you're trying to go to sleep. Like, oh, I know this will bore me to sleep. And it just didn't work.
No, it didn't work. Well, you know, you know, you win some, you lose some, you get hit in the balls by a ball, you get two balls in one strike and one false, whoop, you win some, you lose some.
You know, speaking of our show, last week we had the awesome two-time world champion Maureen Shea on, and we were discussing the Million Dollar Baby. And it actually makes me think of something else sports-related. I wanted to throw out, man, how messed up is it? Oh, Sugar Shane Mosley.
Oh,
badass
Shane.
Boxer, man.
Shane Mosley. Right.
I feel so
Shane
bad
Mosley.
For him. The fact that he's had to forced into retirement because of a botched elbow surgery. Like, really?
Right.
Like, you're working on a boxer. Like, you are working on this guy's livelihood. And
right.
you're going to screw it up. I mean, I know things can, there's complications
like
and everything.
Right. You know, it'd be like them working on my voice box. I do radio and they screw it up and I can't do radio anymore.
Exactly. I don't know, man. It just, that's sad that it had to happen to somebody. I mean, it happens to anybody.
I just compared myself to Sugar Shane Mosley. I am tired, B. I just compared myself to Sugar Shane Mosley.
Oh, I know, and I'm just not listening to you. I'm ignoring you. I'm acting like I didn't even hear it.
Right. But, man, I love Sugar Shane. I got to talk to Sugar Shane Mosley on the Passover ride, chopping it up with him before his fight. Man, he's a cool dude. He's fan-friendly. He's duff-friendly. Boxer. Unlike these pompous, arrogant, mostly football players. But, yeah, man, he's a good dude. And I'm sure this surgeon ain't going to be a surgeon much longer after Sugar Shane Mosley gets done with him.
Yeah, I can't really blame you there. I mean, and you look at his picture. Shane Mosley always looks sad in his picture. You ever notice that? Like, he could be smiling, and he still looks sad. And, like, knowing what happened when you look at his picture, he just looks devastated now. And it's the same picture you've seen when he just looked sad when he was smiling. Like, the guy could win the world championship, and he'd just be, like, sad looking.
Right. But, you know, if I remember right, he wanted to box until he was 50, and this surgeon took that dream away from him.
Yep. It's
sad, man.
It is. It really is. You know, my heart goes out to you, Shane. I mean, I hope he's able to accept it soon. When you've got a
kinda
dream
like
set.
The baseball thing. He's the cameraman in the baseball pitch.
Yep. And that's the thing. I mean, you know, he's had his goal set for so long to be a boxer until he reached a certain age and he had so many goals that he wanted to set. And now it's all just been crushed, you know, and that's got to be devastating.
No, dude, I would assume so. You know, it's Sugar Shane. It's a darn shame that this surgeon did this to you. But hopefully, you can give back to the communities that you boxed in, that you live in, and do something great. Because I know you still got greatness in you. And teach these kids the sport, and that is how your legacy, sir, will live on.
Absolutely right. Dude, I mean, Shane Mosley's, I mean, he's made a name for himself already. I mean, if you don't know who Shane Mosley is, then you clearly don't watch any kind of sport anywhere, because his name's been mentioned, I think, everywhere at some point. I mean, he was a badass in the ring. And
right.
So I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
I'm sad, B. I got the Sugar Shane Mosley smile on right now.
Oh. So, what? Something interesting I got to bring up. And then we're going to call Atlanta again. So,
right.
A family heading to Cape. A family heading to Cape May, New Jersey, found themselves in an improbable situation earlier this month when a drawbridge lifted right underneath their car and they were forced to jump the opening. Terrence Nafees, after paying the $1.50 toll at the Middle Toro Fair Bridge that connects the Wildwoods, and Cape May via Ocean Drive, was headed across the bridge when a steel metal grate suddenly lifted 3 to 6 feet underneath his car. And let's see. He was in the car with his wife and his daughter and his daughter's friend, and he was worried his Toyota RAV4 would fall the 65 feet down into the water, so he accelerated and jumped the gap. The car landed on the other side of the bridge, and the family was able to drive away without any injuries, but Navy said his SUV sustained $10,000 in damage that included a bent suspension. A commercial fishing vessel was trying to... I was waiting for that. I was waiting for it. I was going to leave it alone. I was just going to let it go. $10,000 for a RAV. Yeah. I'd say it's totaled, sir.
Yeah. I can get yourself a new one, partner.
A commercial fishing vessel was trying to pass under the bridge, and its radio communication was down. The bridge operator could not contact the large boat. The operator later told police that he was blinded by a sun glare when he checked the bridge for cars, expecting Nafee's vehicle to clear in time. The bridge was built in 1940 and needs as much as $200 million in repairs and renovations. Oh, wow. That's quite a bit. Investigators said the incident was an operator error.
No Facebooking.
Hey, he was too busy laughing at the morning cup of sports to be pushing the button. He wasn't paying attention because of us. that's freaking great. No, that's actually kind of crazy. Like, that could have been really bad for that family. Hey, it's pretty cool, though. Like, he Blues Brothered that bridge.
He duped the hat.
Oh, and here's an interesting one for you that you're going to love, and I'm going to leave it at this.
Okay.
I won't go too in-depth into this one so we can call them. 15 teenagers treated for rabies after engaging in bestiality with a donkey. I can't do it. I can't hold it. Do what?
I don't know what I'm gonna say to him yet, but I'll think of it on the dome.
Oh wow! Oh, here
calling
we go.
Atlanta? You're not calling Atlanta yet.
One more, because this will make you laugh. This will make you laugh. St. Johns County deputies arrested a woman after she bit a man's fishing line and swam off with his lure, according to a police report. Deputies were called to the St. Johns County Pier in St. Augustine, Florida on Tuesday, approximately 6 p.m. A fisherman told deputies that 22-year-old Alexandria Turner appeared to be intoxicated when she swam up to his fishing line and cursed him out. She bit the line and swam away with the rigging, according to the police. When the deputies asked Turner to come to the pier office where the fishermen had rented the pole, she became belligerent and refused to walk inside. She refused to let the deputies handcuff her, and she screamed, "I'm naked," several times, the report said. They arrested her on suspicion of disorderly conduct or disorderly intoxication and resisting arrest without violence.
Right.
That she swam up, she bit his fishing line, and she swam away.
Fish lives matter, people. Fish lives matter.
All right, I'm over it. All right, call in Atlanta. You're on point.
Call Atlanta.
Falcons.
Hello. My name is Jacob, and I'm curious, when does the Chick-fil-A open up?
I'm sorry, this is the training facility.
Oh, gotcha. I apologize.
No problem. I think you may be looking for... Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Now, in my defense, that's the number that came up on the website. And it did not say training facility. It did not say training facility.
I got hoodwinked, Brian.
It did not say training facility. That was a number that came up for them. So, I'm looking it up now.
Watch. Now I see why these big shows do it all behind the scenes and input it. I didn't use my government name.
Now, what I'm looking at right now, it is the Atlanta Falcons contact information. And it gives you a mailing address. And it says main phone number. There is nothing on here about a training center at all. Nothing on there about a training center. It says their main phone number to contact them is the number that we called.
I got a hoodwink.
Well, I'm mad. I'm really mad.
You're mad. I'm the one that got made look like a horse's J-Bot. Now I'm going to get ready.
Hey, I did based off the information that I was given, which means that their information is wrong or improperly worded, however you want to look at it. Either way, it does not say, and I showed you, I sent you actually, I just screenshot it and I sent it to you so you can see it from across the table because I'm not reaching over to show this to you. You can see where it says main phone number.
Main number. Look at that. Atlanta Falcons. Can we add and subtract some numbers to make it 28-3 or 27-3? -4 -4. That's 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. There's a 3. I think we can be.
Now, notice that it actually says your feedback is important to us. And it says we'll take your comments, suggestion, and complaints very seriously. And it gives you a main phone number. But then they say this is the training camp. This is the training site or whatever. No, you're full of it.
They don't want to answer questions about Chick-fil-A. That's what this comes down to.
That must be it. I don't know, Farmer. Sounds kind of fishy to me.
Fishy to me, man. Sounds kind of chicky.
I'm upset. Now I want to look for another number. I'm not going to call them today because, we just don't have time. But...
Right.
We're going to have to try and reach them next week, and we'll reach out to them, see if we can get a hold of somebody, see if we can get them on the show, talking, something, because I want to know what this is about. I want to know how this is going to work. I want to know if they're going to be selling things from another vendor and just giving them their food, or if they're going to be actually going – because the way I look at it, and I looked at the Atlanta Falcons – I looked at their schedule. They only have one game this year at home that's not on a Sunday.
Right.
So either they've got some other grand scheme or profit is not the main goal here. Just advertisement.
Right. Well, you know, it is the Atlanta Falcons, and they're not used to winning. Or they are. They're used to getting to the pinnacle. and then blowing 2073. So I'm not quite sure either, B.
Hey, that's exactly what Chick-fil-A's doing. They're pulling in Atlanta Falcons. They're going to show up at the – they're showing up to the Super Bowl. They're showing up at the stadium, right? And everybody's
right.
getting excited. They're all going to be there. And then right when they're ready to go for game time, they're like, oh, let's get some Chick-fil-A. They lose because Chick-fil-A
right.
closed on game day. Just like the Falcons, everybody was all excited they were going to win. And nope, that didn't happen either. So
it's a
very good possibility that Chick-fil-A just Atlanta Falconed us. Super Bowl style.
Definitely Super Bowl style.
It was Super Bowl style falconing.
I got a hoodwink.
Yep. Atlanta Falcons. We have been Atlanta Falcons Super Bowl style. That's the best way to put it. It's so wrong of them. They're misleading. They have misleading information on their website. This is why y'all lost the Super Bowl. That and the fact that, well, you guys just blew a major lead. I mean, and to be honest with you, I mean, I bet Seattle was proud of it because up until that happened, Seattle was still the talk of the bowl when, a 1 yard line choke.
Oh, chokage! So, talk about how a coach tells a walk on kicker.
Yes!
For Bowling Green, where if you make a 53-yard field goal surrounded by your teammates, we will give you a full scholarship. 100% paid for. Full. Done. Money in the bank. He's like, hold my beer. We got this. Now, I don't know what it is about me, B, but when I saw everybody beside him, I'm like, baseball moment. Just automatically pops in my head, someone's going to get kicked in the junk. You know?
Yep.
But he made it. I don't know. It looked towards the end. It swung a little to the left. I don't know. But they pulled away from it. Everyone was happy. Golly gee. Yay! He kicked it. He made it. 53 yards. Yay! But for how the video looked, B, it looked like right there at the end, it tailed off. Now, not trying to be a Debbie Downer or a B. Evans Sally Sally, but that's kind of what it looked like. Kind of looked a little tapered at the end, but after reading the article, they said it was good, and that kick was worth $10,000 because a quarter is $10,000. So he just made a $40,000 kick.
Well, and I'm wondering too, because I know what you're talking about, and I actually I watched the video, and yes, it does go left. I'm actually watching it again, but it does go left, but it does stay in the uprights. Now, my question though is, did he get this on paper? Did he get this agreement on paper before
right.
he made the kick?
Kids aren't smart these days, so my guess, probably not.
Now, my other concern about this, though, he made a 53-yard field goal. Yes, that's impressive. But
no padding.
No padding at all, whatsoever. And with that being said, with the last 6 minutes of the show, or 5 minutes, sorry, we have a caller, Farmer.
Oh, boy. All right, let him on.
And I know who it is, I think.
No. All right.
Ready?
Is it the Atlanta Falcons office?
No, but good morning on your morning cup of sports. Who are we talking to?
You guys woke me up. What's going on?
Yes.
Good morning, Pastor. How you doing?
No, I'm doing all right. I have a little bit of pneumonia, but I live.
Good morning, sunshine.
I got the message. I heard the phone ring. I checked the message. I'm like, I better call them before the show ends.
So
aren't you just sweetheart?
Yeah. I'm a big-hearted guy, you know.
Right.
He is.
Big
he is.
He is. He's a good guy.
So what's going
Wait,
on?
It's like 10 o'clock there. Why are you still sleeping?
I was up late and I'm sick.
Right. You were eating some Chick-fil-A's, weren't you, Patha? And you weren't sharing.
No, I actually have never been to that place. I don't understand what the hype is, but I can't comment on that because I never tried it.
Well, if you're an Atlanta Falcons fan going to a game, they won't either.
I'm a little behind, so.
Now, Paso, all right, so Atlanta Falcons, they've got their new stadium. I don't know if you've seen it or not, but it looks amazing. Besides for the fact that it's the wrong shade of red, it's the wrong team, and it's in the wrong geographical location, it's actually still a nice stadium. But with that being said, we have a new Atlanta Falcons stadium with a Chick-fil-A restaurant inside. But here's the kicker. Chick-fil-A does not operate on Sundays.
Oh, wow.
Now,
whose
going
genius
off
idea
of,
was that?
Well, and that's what we called the organization to find out. And we got misleading information on their website. So we're going to do a little bit, we're going to do a little bit more digging. But my thing is we looked at the schedule, and Atlanta only has one home game this season that is not on a Sunday. So either
sell like $3 million worth of Chick-fil-A that day, or else it's an epic fail.
It's poor
product.
So what's
the deal with Chick-fil-A, anyways? Do they think it's like anti-religious to eat chicken on Sundays or something?
Well, no, it's actually owned by it's actually a family-owned business that is nation like worldwide. And they are very religious, and they believe that no working on Sunday. So they take Sundays off, and they give it for their – they make sure that none of their places of business are in operation for Sundays, so their families can have the day, be able to go to church if they do – if they choose to do so. Just to spend the day with your family. They reach in. They like to give their employees that opportunity.
Wasn't Chick-fil-A involved in some kind of scandal? Years back, maybe like 5-6 years ago, wasn't there some, they were tied to some kind of scandal. I remember pickets and stuff. I can't remember if it was something with the gay community or something.
It's possible because of the fact that they do have a religious viewpoint. And
on us, ladies and gentlemen. Who's up first?
He does.
Passes in left field.
Wait, what did he say? I didn't hear you, Farmer.
I said, who's on first? Passos out there in left field somewhere. Come on back in, Passos. Come on.
I hear,
come back
I
in.
Hear Chick-fil-A.
Come back in.
I remember.
You're all right.
Scandal.
Come on. Come on. Come in and get hit with the ball in the nut. Let's go. Come on. Let's go. Come on.
So, all right.
Come back in.
Farmer, what's this,
reel you
what,
back
would
in
you
a little
wanna,
bit.
Would you want to talk to me about with Kaepernick? What's this thing you got to throw in my face again?
Absolutely nothing, Brian.
Well, because on the message,
I don't even know
you said you wanted
you
to talk to me about Kaepernick
effort.
About something.
Right now. Besides hi. Because I haven't heard you say his name in a while. So, you know, there, you said it like three times, and the backpack's on your back again. So, which is cool.
Oh, okay, there you go.
Have you seen the backpack? Have you
balls,
seen
baby.
The backpack?
Have
oh, yeah.
I seen
oh,
the backpack?
Me.
Yes,
oh,
you've
trust
seen
me, Paso.
The backpack that he found, the farmer found?
Right.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the one with the ball.
With the yellow shirt on, and then Paso has that exact same yellow shirt.
Yeah, so it's got to be me.
It's got to
be me
Paso.
With that backpack. It has to be.
Well, same yellow, same hairstyle, bald. Same body build back then.
I mean, it makes sense.
Now it'd be different. Now I'd have to find a new one. But,
it,
you know, hand
sense.
And hand, foot and foot, and everything works together. You know, Passo, I'm not on my game today. I had insomnia.
No, not.
And I'm tired. I had maybe like an hour of sleep. And so I kind of feel a little – I don't even know if I remember this conversation.
tonight. Maybe you need some Kraken. Maybe you should add a little Kraken to your
roughest water.
No, I need some good Dago Red. I need some good Dago Red in me.
That'll work, too. Might fall asleep, though.
Yeah, probably. Hey, that'd be good. That's what I forgot last night, B. I forgot the Dago Red. That would have knocked me out.
It would.
See, that's what. See, now you're slacking, Farmer. You are slacking.
Not the
he's a farmer.
Not the last.
He's a little behind.
Right. At least I got a little behind now, Paso.
So did you guys talk? Well, no, because this is a sports show, so you probably didn't. Never mind.
Talk what, Paso?
I was going to ask you if you talked a little bit about General Lee.
The Deuce of Hazard General Lee? No, not yet.
Yeah, so you never got in that car and took it for a ride. No, asshole, the statue.
Oh, there he is. I miss this, Paso. More than
likely, it's a little early still, but, you know.
We're going to be talking about the statue that doesn't talk, that people get offended about, that doesn't talk, that just kind of stands there and stares at you. No, we haven't talked about him, but you can guarantee there's a show come tomorrow that Berger's going to be laying down the law.
Oh, yeah. Definitely. Tonight, isn't it?
No,
tomorrow. Been moved
tomorrow.
To Saturday.
You moved that show way too much.
No, it's been there for like the past 6 months.
See where I've been?
You've been making money. That's what you've been doing.
I'm not up to par on it. Yeah, I've been trying to get you to make money too, but I think you're offended by Benjamin Franklin. I think you get offended.
I am. I'm definitely offended by him. But hey, I'm going to plug this dude. I'm going to plug this cat because he's the passenger. He's the dude. He's the one where somewhere on the board where he tells me to fuck off, Farmer. But hey, if you need good cell phones, you need cheap cell phones, if you need awesome DirecTV, where you need the NFL package, if you need a home security system to keep NAFTA, IFTA, Black Lives Matter, White Lives Matter, any of these other hood rats out of your house, find Anthony Paso, the Passinator, on Facebook and say, hey, yo, I want the Farmer hookup. And I will guarantee you, Paso can hook you up with his face cream to make you look younger also, and he can save you money on all your bills that you pay way too much for, and he can hook you up on it. Right, Paso?
Definitely, 100%.
Well,
hey, there you go.
Farmer, he's also actually branching out a little bit further. I'm going to start talking to him and getting him into the singing telegram side business. So we're going to try and get Paso as a singing telegram.
Sweet.
Yeah, well, if you would have done that like 10 years ago, maybe have you been listening to my voice?
And have you seen a picture of him lately? I don't know who's going to want to watch that.
Hey, check this out. Check this out. This is awesome.
Fuck you, Farmer.
There you go.
There's the Paso that I know.
You still got that, huh?
Well, Paso, man, it's awesome to hear that raspy voice. I've missed that raspy voice.
All right.
But this is only an hour show, and you haven't talked much, which is odd and weird, because you are not feeling so well, and hopefully you saved your message from your morning cup of sports, and we love you, brother.
Oh, thank you. Well, I haven't talked that much because you guys don't shut the fuck up, so I don't want to step on your voices. Yeah.
Right.
But, yeah,
feel free to call in anytime you want.
Right. Definitely. You guys keep doing your thing, and I will be listening.
Behave, Paso.
Awesome. All right.
Later. All right, B. We are 4 minutes over our time because of the great Anthony Paso calling in. Hey, look him up. I'm serious. He'll give you the hookup. And
the guy's got his hands in everything, and he is good.
He does. He's even got his hands in Chick-fil-A, too, every now and then. But, hey, that's a whole different story for a whole other time. Just remember, ladies and gentlemen, have a terrific weekend. Get us your extreme ironing pictures in. And just remember, who's the cream and who
is the sugar.